Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
We'll go back for a moment to what we were discussing with Barry Andrews, and that is, of course, the strikes by Israel on Iran, the missiles sent by Iran today, 100 of them or so, 100 drones, which were intercepted, says Israel. And where all of this goes now, I'm joined by Tara Kangaloo, who's global affairs journalist and author of The Heartbeat of Iran and adjunct professor at Georgetown University. Tara, thank you so much for joining us. Can I get your reaction? When you heard the news this morning, what did you think?
Cormac, thank you so much for having me. It is my pleasure to be on your show. I have to say, my husband woke me up. He often does whenever there's breaking news. That, again, oftentimes happens in the early hours, Iranian time. So I was shocked. And why was I shocked? Because we are only 24 hours away from a much anticipated round of, I would say, sixth round of talks between the United States and Iran that was going to take place in Oman. And as you know, these talks have been going on for now weeks. And just again, less than 48 hours ago, U.S. President Donald Trump showed excitement and enthusiasm over these talks. And you know, what happened was like no other scale before. So therefore, it was extremely surprising. And I'm happy to give you a reaction from Iran, because everybody has been taken aback.
Okay, what is reaction from Iran then? What are people saying there?
First of all, just moments ago, before coming on your show, it has been confirmed that in addition to Natanz, which is one of the most important nuclear sites in Iran, Fardo, outside of Qom, and a significant city in Iran, has also been attacked. I was speaking with a journalist in one of the most prominent papers in Iran, again, an hour ago, and he said, Tara, as I'm speaking with you, we are hearing strikes, we are hearing attacks. And he was in the east of Tehran. And then again, moments ago, west of Tehran has been hit. So people are shocked.
These attacks are ongoing then?
Yes,
it's not just that they were overnight?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. No. They are ongoing. They're ongoing in Tabriz. They have been hitting in Kermanshah. So they are ongoing. But people are shocked. According to this journalist that I spoke with, because I talked about retaliation that I'm sure we will talk about, the Iranian government officials themselves are shocked. They are scrambling. They really have been hit psychologically, but also militarily. It's a state of shock, both for the Iranian government, but also for the people who end up always bearing the brunt of this chaos.
Well, before we talk about capability in terms of retaliation, what about the people then? It's very hard to glean what the people of Iran think, because they are an oppressed people or population. So how do they view this?
Of course. As I've written in my first book, Cormac, Iran is a country of nearly 90 million people, not 90 million nuclear heads. And I think this distinction is significant when people around the world, especially the West, look at this country. People in Iran are some of the most educated, sophisticated in the region. But unfortunately, they have been caught between the oppressive behaviors of their regime, but also the West, right? And the way they want to engage with this regime. And they're the ones who end up suffering. Just to give your viewers some numbers, I grew up in Tehran, and some of the sites that have been hit, these are the sites that I've, you know, lived in. One of the main high-rises, just 2 minutes away from my father's medical office. And, you know, Tehran is a dense city. There is no way that you can carry out strikes like this and miss civilians. More than 300 injured just in Tehran, 80 people killed, women and children. So again, Iranian people are tired. They don't want war. They want engagement with the world. And one way or another, they just want to come out of isolation. And that's why, if I just may say, Cormac, that's why you might see Iranian people, quite frankly, happy when they see heads of states killed, right? But to what cost? They also don't want an all-out war with Israel or the United States. They just want security, peace, and safety, which it seems very far-fetched at the moment.
Briefly, how likely is it an all-out war? And how do you think Iran will retaliate?
Again, Iran does not have the military capability and might to retaliate in such way to come out as victor. Israel has the backing of the United States. In fact, the strikes were carried out by U.S.-made weaponry. So Iran very well understands that it has no chance against U.S. and Israel. And on top of that, it knows that its friends, presumably Russia and China, are not going to come to the rescue. And mind you, that the Gulf countries have now just started to have an easy relationship with Iran, you know, a more peaceful one. So they certainly don't want an all-out war. But if Israel's intention is to deter Iran's nuclear program and stifle that operation, again, we have to wait and see if that happens. Again, to what cost? We don't, well, it, very high costs, but more so the stakes are extremely high.
Well, it's extremely volatile and sensitive at the moment. The next 24 hours, you would think, or over the weekend, are incredibly important. Tara Kangerlou, global affairs journalist and author of The Heartbeat of Iran and adjunct professor at Georgetown University. Thank you so much indeed for your time this evening.